of Paul's thorn in the flesh. If you've hung around church circles for any length of time, I'm sure you have. And today I want us to look at Paul's thorn in the flesh. Because some people say that that was a sickness. And they try to use that to excuse, or they try to use that to say that, well, this particular sickness is their thorn in the flesh. Because even Paul had a thorn in his flesh. But the Bible never said that the thorn in the flesh was a sickness. So let's look at the scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1. It is not expedient for me, doubtless, to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. If you start reading from chapter 10, Paul was talking about defending himself or defending his ministry. He talked about boasting a little bit and everything because the Corinthian church, they were just misbehaving. So he was now talking a bit about himself. Verse 2. I knew a man in Christ about 14 years ago. Whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell. God knoweth. Such an one caught up to the third heaven. Paul says he knew someone who was caught up into the third heaven. And many theologians agree that he was talking about himself over here. And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth. How that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. Of such a one will I glory. Yet of myself I will not glory, but in my infirmities. He said he would glory in his infirmities. The word there simply means the asthenia. It refers to weakness. It can be translated as sickness. It can be infirmities. Okay. For though I would desire to glory, he said, likewise, the Spirit helpeth our infirmities. Okay. Like in Romans chapter 8, the Spirit helps our infirmities. Okay. So the same word. For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool, for I will say the truth. But now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me. Paul said, I could say a little bit more about myself, but I don't want people to esteem me too much. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations that was given, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. So we have to sit. Situate this thing in its context. So someone may be suffering some sickness and they believe that it's their thorn in the flesh, just like Paul had a thorn in the flesh. So if you're going to have Paul's thorn in the flesh, you must have Paul's revelation. You see, you must have Paul's revelation in order to qualify for his thorn, even to begin with. Let's even assume that the thorn in the flesh was a sickness or whatever. If you are going to qualify for the thorn, you have to qualify for the. You have to have his revelation. Do you have his revelations? If you don't have the revelations that the Apostle Paul had, you definitely don't qualify for his thorn in the flesh. So that should settle it for most people. But just in case you are determined to wing it a bit further, let's go. It says, lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh. Now, who gave him this thorn in the flesh? Was it God who gave him the thorn in the flesh? He tells you who gave it to him. The messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. He said it was a messenger of Satan. So who sent the messenger? His boss. Satan was the one who was trying to frustrate Paul's ministry. He sent him a messenger. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Again, it's the same word that is translated infirmity earlier. Okay, it's the same word here. It's translated as weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities. Now he begins to tell you what he's talking about. In reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. So he's telling you what the infirmities were. The thorn in the flesh. He's telling you what it was. He says, necessities, reproaches, persecutions, distresses for Christ's sake. These things that he was suffering for Christ's sake. It was not a sickness. So that's what you have to understand. So this is what he was talking about here. He said that these were the things he was enduring because of the abundance of the revelations. The next point I want to make is when you even talk about thorn in the flesh, because sometimes they say thorn in the flesh, so they assume that it was a sickness in his body. But when you use the expression someone is a thorn in your flesh or a thorn in your side, do you mean that the person is a physical, is a boil on you or something? Is that what you mean? No, it's a figurative expression, isn't it? We can find other examples. I'll come back to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. But I want to go to the Old Testament where God was talking to the Israelites, and then that expression is used. Numbers chapter 33 verse 55. But if you will not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then it shall come to pass that those which you let remain of them shall be pricks in your eyes and thorns in your sides, and shall vex you in the land wherein you dwell. Do you see that? So God was saying that when they got into the promised land, they should drive out all the strange inhabitants. Otherwise, those inhabitants would become what? Thorns in their sides. Did God mean that they would become physical ailments? They would become a boil on their body, or they would become some physical... Say, hey, what's that growing on your arm? This is an Amalekite. No, that expression did not mean a physical thing. It meant these people are going to be a nuisance for them and they'll frustrate them in their worship of God. And that's exactly what happened. The Bible says that because Israel didn't drive out those nations remained and they even deceived them and led them astray to go and worship other gods. Let's look at another scripture. Joshua 23 verse 13. Know for a certainty that the Lord your God will no more drive out any of these nations from before you, but they shall be snares and traps unto you, and scourges in your sides, and thorns in your eyes, until you perish from off this good land which the Lord your God has given you. Again, it's a similar thing, that if they turn back from worshiping the Lord, God will no longer drive out the nations before them, and they will become thorns in their eyes and snares unto them. Okay, Judges 2 verse 3. Wherefore I also said, I will not drive them out from before you, but they shall be as thorns in your sides, and their God shall be a snare unto you. So that expression does not mean a physical sickness. Paul's thorn in the flesh was not a physical sickness. He told us. So that he told us exactly what it was. He said it was what? A messenger from Satan that was sent to buffet him. Okay. Now, another point I want to make here is Paul said that he prayed to the Lord. He besought the Lord thrice that it might depart from him. And the Lord's answer was, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. He said he asked the Lord to that the thing should depart from him. And the Lord said, my grace is sufficient for you. The Lord didn't say, I won't take it away. The Lord didn't say, you can't get rid of it. The Lord said, my grace is sufficient for you.